The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara discusses the Gezeira of Toledas Chama. We mentioned in the previous shiurim that Chazal enacted certain decrees to safeguard a person from coming to be Oiver Bishul on Shabbos. One of these decrees was the prohibition to cook in Toledas Chama, which is secondary solar heat. In the following shiur, we are going to discuss a few practical applications of this Gezeira in today's times. And again, I would just like to mention that this discussion is going to be just lahalacha v'loy l'maisa. That means a person should use it just to be ma'ayin a little more into the halacha, but not to base a psak halacha on this shir.
We'll begin by discussing a very interesting shaila that comes up in Eretz Yisrael very often. There's something called a dud shemesh. A dud shemesh is like a solar-powered boiler. They have these solar panels on the outside, and these pipes run through the solar panel, and that heats up the water. And it's important to note that it's different than American solar. So American solar power is actually electricity. It works pretty much in the same concept that electricity works. So we would not be allowed to turn on our light if our house was solar powered. However, in Eretz Yisrael, this dud shemesh that's on the roof of many people's homes, this boiler has this solar powered, these panels that there's like these pipes that run through it, and the water heats up through these pipes. Now, as we get into the shiloh, we must predicate the shiloh on a halacha that we sort of ran through before. If you look at the Mechaber previously, the Mechaber discusses the halacha of Toledas Chama. Toledas Chama is a rabbinical stringency that the rabbis, the Chachamim, made a gezeira that a person might get mixed up and start using various forms of heat to be able to cook his food on Shabbos. He'll think, you know, I'm not allowed to cook with fire, but I can cook with solar power. So the halacha of Toledas Chama tells us that a person is not allowed to cook, let's say an egg, for example. He's not allowed to fry an egg on a pan that was sitting out in the sun. Let's say you left your pan out in the sun, or this pot got very hot. You put your egg inside the pot, and the warmth that's in this pot is now going to cook the egg somewhat. That's Toledas Chama. That's not a direct... You're not using the sunlight directly because you're using the heat of the pot. However, since the pot is something that resembles a vessel that you cook with, and it's done in the manner of cooking, Chachamim made a gzera that you're not allowed to do that. And Allah says you're not allowed to have any kind of enjoyment from this until Matzah Shabbos. And therefore, if a person does that, he is going to not be able to use it. So therefore, let's say you have this solar powered boiler, do you want a light to turn on the water in Eretz Yisrael? The answer would be technically no, because it's Toledas Chama. You're using solar power to heat up your water, and that would be awesome. However, that's not so simple. Why is that? Because if we look in the Mechaber before, the Mechaber said that the rabbinical gzeira, the gzeira d'rabbanan, was only on Toledas Chama. That means only a byproduct of solar heat, but not a direct solar heat. That means if you put, let's say you crack an egg onto the sidewalk, and, okay, the sidewalk is not a good example because the sidewalk can be hot, but let's say you have a cold piece of metal, and you crack an egg onto it, but the heat of the sun is so strong that over time it cooked the egg. The halacha is that does not have issur bishul. There is no issur bishul on that. Now, even though it would seem like an oxymoron, a Toledas Chama means a pot that you're cooking an egg in has a gzera bishul because it looks like bishul. So for sure, if I'm cooking in the sun itself, it should have a dinner bishul. The answer is no, because what was the logic behind the gzera of Toledas Chama? A person might confuse that with a case of bishul, with an act of bishul. However, a person cooking an egg in the sun, on a cold sidewalk or a cold piece of metal, is not going to be confused with a bishul d'oraisa. A person sees that he's using the sun to do it, and it's a lot more obvious and a lot less confusing, so therefore a person will not have the issur. So if a person is using his dud shemesh, you can argue that therefore, since it's a person can look at it in two ways. You can either look at it as a telada, as a byproduct, or you can look at it as a direct product of the sun, because the solar panels catch and direct the rays of the sun onto the water, and they heat up the water. So it would seem to be an almost direct form of bishul. So how would we look at that? So that's the shaila. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that there would not be an issue. Why is that? Because it's not considered telada sabah. That's called direct solar power. It goes directly through the panel and onto the water. See, again, it's unlike an American solar way of heating something up. In America, you heat with a solar power, a solar panel. You're discussing real electricity. Over there, you're not discussing real electricity. You're talking about the pipes themselves. The pipes of water are running through these solar panels. So that would be almost a regular case of solar, a direct solar form of heat. So that would be mother. However, it's not so simple. There are poiskim, Rabbi Yashar being the foremost poiskim about the shiloh, is that's called teledes chama, because you're using a glass, you're using a panel to direct those rays of light. So you're causing a direct cooking of Shabbos, which resembles a cooking of bishul. It's not a solar power, it's called a teledes chama. It looks like you have a whole production here. Furthermore, even according to Shlomo Zalman, that would hold it, it would be mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, there's another reason why it's aser. That means even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you would not be allowed to do it. Why is that? Because most of the time, this solar apparatus has some kind of mechanism or a machine or something that's attached to it, that this machine is used at times that the solar panels are not generating heat. That machine is electronic, and you're heating it up, or let's say it could be even, it's even gas, and you're heating the water that's in the pipes at times with this machine. So you might be causing that this machine is going to heat up water that goes in and out of this machine, and that's going to be a regular case of bishul. Just like if a person has a boiler in his house, he's not allowed to turn on his faucet. Why is that? Because he's going to cause water to run out of the faucet and other water to run into the boiler. It's going to enter the boiler from the intake pipe, and it's going to heat up new water on Shabbos. So that's a form of bishul. The same thing would be, in this case, you're not allowed to cook this water that the machine is cooking. So even though your general apparatus is working on a solar precept, but if you have this mechanism, this machine attached to it, that sort of kicks in when the solar heat is not strong enough, then you would not be allowed to use it, which is most of the time the case. So therefore, almost according to everybody, you would have to be machmer and not do that on Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.